In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. The readings from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hands into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said to them, "Peace to you." And then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Glory to thee, O Christ God, and our hope, glory to thee. The first Sunday after the Feast of the Resurrection is dedicated to St. Thomas, one of the 12, of whom the Gospel of John reports was not with the other 10 disciples when Jesus first appeared to them. And in this reading from the Gospel of John, we hear three things. One of them is the Lord's commission to them, sending the Holy Spirit upon them, that they continue the ministry of Jesus, a ministry of healing and forgiveness and reconciliation. And this is critical as it prefigures the beginning of the ministry that we all now undertake in the world around us in light of the Holy Resurrection. Another is what sometimes is referred to as Thomas's doubt, but more accurately, this is really his desire for evidence, for proof, for some kind of sign that what is being said is actually true, that Jesus is risen from the dead. Thomas here is not so much doubting, which to us in our language comes across as a sort of moral weakness, a kind of lack of fortitude that presumably the other disciples did not have. And that's not accurate, by the way, Peter's threefold denial being the prime example of that. But instead, Thomas is actually demonstrating discernment, a thoughtfulness, a respect for truth and reason. He is asking for physical proof or demonstration of what is being revealed to the disciples. Give me the physical evidence that this thing you say occurred actually occurred, that I might rightly believe. And Jesus responds by doing just that, giving Thomas what is needful for him, that he might believe. And Thomas, upon receiving this truth, responds with his confirmation of faith. And this is the third thing that we should take away from this gospel. Thomas demonstrated the fortitude not only to ask for the evidence, but to act on it when he received it. Many of us struggle with issues of faith under the best of circumstances, let alone in conditions such as pandemic or civil war or unrest, where everything becomes more difficult and the beliefs we hold closest, or that we think that we do, are sorely tested. We look for signs of truth. We look for evidence. We look for those anchors that are reliable and which are accurate and ring true in the heart and in the head, according to our powers of conscience and reason and discernment. Thomas demonstrates to us the fortitude we need as we search for our answers and our anchors. And the example the risen Lord sets in offering to Thomas the evidence he needs, according to Thomas's ability to receive it with his whole spirit, his whole self, demonstrates yet again with power that God is merciful and benevolent, and that our powers of reason and discernment are good, and that everything that is good and true and beautiful ultimately lead us back to God himself, who is the source of light, of life, indeed of all things. Christ is risen. God bless you all.